this is so rich to be involved with people who tell these stories, who sort of spill their guts about how they're growing and feeling about a subject that may be brand new to a lot of people here. So philanthropy is new to a lot of people in the group and not new to others, but I bet they're looking at it through new eyes now.
Susan Preem conceived the Hestia Fund and founded it in the year 2000. A former Pan Am stewardess turned social worker, she became fascinated by the power of philanthropy to effect social change.
I had been sort of seeking a third career. I was sort of looking at getting private, small private foundations together to do this same thing. In other words, to pool resources, financial and intellectual, like-minded organizations, to make a bigger impact in one field. And that was just no fun. I mean, I used to go in 1999 to a lot of seminars and workshops in Boston where the subject was philanthropy, and there were a lot of very well-known, large, traditional foundations there. And I can't remember any creative ideas. I really can't. And some people in this group went with me to a couple of those, and we didn't get anything out of it except, oh, we want to do it differently. We want to go out and find some real innovative talent that's out there trying to do something in a community to reach some people who might not be reached, who aren't being reached otherwise.
On a cold morning, about 20 fashionably attired middle-aged women are chatting over coffee in the foyer, living room, and kitchen of a luxury apartment with large picture windows overlooking downtown Boston near the Common. In a sense, it's an exclusive club of do-gooders. They've limited their membership to about 40 to make sure the conversation remains intimate and cozy. But there's a steep financial requirement to join. Each member must commit to contributing $5,000 a year. Linda Nelson is an avid mountain climber and former TV news anchor living in Worcester, Massachusetts.
I'm the treasurer of the group, so I sometimes think this way. We're giving away $205,000 this year. And if we were an endowment, we would have a corpus of $4 million to be giving away 5% of our funds. And so I think, wow, we have the bang, we have the impact of a $4 million endowment, and we create that, we make that up every year out of our own commitment and our own decision and our own energy. It's not just sitting there waiting for us to use it. It's a real living thing that we have to recreate, and I like that.
To keep their group simple, they've decided to forego the formality of incorporating. The fund collects each member's annual donation and disperses the sum in its entirety that year. Grants currently are focused on after-school programs and have supported the salary of a girls' athletic coach and field trips for a maritime curriculum. Unlike most charitable foundations, which invest their assets in the stock market and then give away a portion of the interest, Hestia members do not approach their task as if growing a financial portfolio. They're making a social investment and want their money transmitted promptly to recipients in need.